Good evening, everyone. We are continuing our necessary work with the vigil meditation for the proper outcome of the democratic process in the United States. I'll be brief and say that the counterforce involved in this work, in the opposition to the execution of the rightful will of the people, will intensify over the days ahead. And so we must intensify our work as well. There are two really important dates coming up. One is December the 14th, on which there is a solar eclipse at about 23 degrees of Sagittarius, which is on the moon of the present occupant of the White House. Under normal circumstances, this will be favorable for the electoral vote. The final electoral vote, which will, if all goes according to the will of the people, give the blue cause 306 electoral votes and 36 votes more than is needed. However, there are all kinds of challenges that are being waged against this. And now some senators have come out saying they will oppose that verification by the Electoral College on the 14th of December. Nevertheless, the eclipse may work properly. There's a Of course, we have to look forward to the Georgia runoff, which is, we'll be giving close attention to that because that will determine whether or not the more soul-oriented agenda will have a chance for a reasonable manifestation. One of the more frightening possibilities here is that two people with a criminal background, I'm not going to name names right now, but they were pardoned by the present occupant of the White House. It looks very transactional. And each one of them has suggested that he should invoke martial law. Now, a lot of people said that's an impossibility. But I would like to say that if martial law is invoked, the Constitution of the United States is abrogated, temporarily set aside, and all votes that have come in are also negated, and there can be military rule in the country. And that comes under the power of the present occupant of the White House. Those are, they are fascist Nazi tendencies. And to say that such a thing cannot happen is, I would say, overly optimistic, given the pathological, sociopathological mental condition, mental emotional condition, psychological condition of the present occupant of the White House. This means we have to intensify our efforts to make sure that the indigo ray is the ray which prevails and its representatives prevail. These are the things to have in mind as we continue to intensify our work day by day by day over the next month, however long it may take to secure the manifestation of the will of the people. And this is not only for the United States, it has, as we all realize, global implications in the great battle between the dweller on the threshold of humanity, its unregenerate personality, and the angel of the presence of humanity. Okay, I'll turn this over to Tuya.
Thank you, Michael. I just want to say a few words before we go into the meditation. I am thinking about inviting tomorrow for discussion the group in certain important principles that we would be clear what we are talking about. These principles are about that what we are allowed to do. There is the question of taking sides or not to take sides. What is expected from us? And in short terms, it is about that the new group of world servers, they are not taking sides against any individual, but to take sides, like when we think about the World War, about the Nazi Germany, when this kind of evil is going rampant, we take absolute sides. And now what we are seeing, what is developing, are so dangerous and so alarming that it has to be stopped. There are things that we can think why we must act very strongly is that the time of the forerunner is ending, and that is going to show to the end of this era what is the choice in humanity. So this is a choice of humanity, not only some individuals. We see individuals who are fighting for certain thought forms, and all what is separatistic, and how we are working in this idea. Do we separate each other from certain things? So let us talk tomorrow more about this idea and what is battling, how we are battling to, through this time. Because what Michael was just describing, if those things are going to happen, that is some kind of sign to start to battle on the physical plane. What DK is warning us that we that should never take place now. And that's why these are for us very crucial times and very alarming times to take our sides, what can happen to humanity and what should not happen in humanity. So we will enlarge these ideas tomorrow. So we welcome everybody then to come. And I'm going to read some kind few things what DK has been saying, and you will recognize that they are like contradicting themselves. But when we really go into the ideas, they are not then contradicting. So welcome to everybody, and we will go into our work. So first, from the race and initiations, DK says, true democracy is as yet unknown. It awaits the time when an educated and enlightened public opinion will bring it to power. Towards that spiritual event, mankind is hastening. The battle of democracy will be fought out in the United States. There, the people at present vote and organize their government on a personality basis and not from any spiritual or intelligent conviction. There is a material, selfish aspect to democracy, rampant today, and there is a spiritual aspect, little sought after. From externalization of the hierarchy. I would pause here and solemnly beg you not to make the lines of cleavages wider by placing yourself and all who follow your form of ideology upon the side of the forces of light and all other people and their ideologies with which you may not agree upon the side of the forces of darkness. The issue is, in the last analysis, the right to express the will to good, the right to express human relationships, untrampled by territorial barriers and national habits of thought. It involves the right and the felt necessity to show love to all beings and thus stamp out all hate and separativeness. It concerns the right of all nations to live at peace with their neighbors and harmoniously with each other, and to express the true and subjective synthesis of humanity, and not place national possessions, frontiers, culture, power, and ambition before the general good and the happiness of the world of men. This is the real and underlying issue. All the national challenges and patriotic calls are simply the attempts of the leaders everywhere to hold the people to a particular line of thought and of action. To make the world safe for democracy, to gain room to live, to defend the rights of little nations, to preserve the balance of power, to meet force with force, to restore ancient and historical boundaries, to impose some culture deemed desirable, to prevent economic destruction, to conserve national stakes and interest are all the taking points of the leaders today. But the real issue is the intangible one of direction. Which way will humanity go? Will it go the way of selfishness, expressed in a willingness to act always in the interests of all, thus promoting world understanding and world unity, or the way of selfishness and aggression, expressed in an intense nationalism, thus sacrificing the true and larger values of liberty, independence, and freedom to think? This selfishness may show itself through active aggression or an active neutrality. Those nations who participate in no way in this struggle will lose much, and enchanting their own selfish struggle and clouding the real issue in beautiful words will help to prolong the struggle and hold back their own people from useful opportunity. And again, from externalization of the hierarchy. I would say to those who preach a passive attitude in the face of evil and human suffering, and who endorse a pacifism which involves no risks, with what do you propose to fight the forces of aggression, of treachery, evil, and destruction, which are today stalking over our planet? What weapons do you bring to this combat? How will you begin to stem the onslaught and arrest the whirlwind? Will you use prayers for peace and then patiently wait for the forces of good to fight your battle and for God to do the work? I tell you that your prayers and your wishes are unavailingly when divorced from right and potent action. Your prayers and petitions may reach the throne of God, symbolically speaking, but then the reply comes forth. The forces of light will strengthen your arms and turn the tide in your favor if you stand up and fight for that which you desire. Who will arrest the progress of aggressive selfishness if the men and women of goodwill rest back upon their idealism and do naught that is practically to justify their hope or aid in the materialization of the desired ideal? There are those in the world today who, despite past national selfishness and wrong, are fearlessly and with true insight fighting humanity's battle, and with them the hierarchy stands, as it has ever stood on the side of liberty, right understanding, and correct attitudes in human affairs. I would say to those who cry, peace, peace, when there is no peace, are you going to profit by their death and sacrifice when the ultimate triumph of the forces of light comes to pass? Are you going to take the position that you can then live in a safe world because others gave their lives that you might do so? Are you going to issue forth from the safe security of your pacifist alibi and gratefully acknowledge what they have done to grasp your share of the gains which they have purchased at such a cost? I would warn you not to be clamored by the false premise that you must stand by your hard-earned conviction, even at the expense of the other people's lives, and the downfall of nations, forgetting that fear and false pride will make this argument of importance to you. Are the peace-minded people of the world going to reap the benefits of a peace for which they have paid no price. These are deep things for us now to clear our minds. What does it mean? How do we battle? What way we are taking sides? The only way for us is to work now occultly and see every single sign now where this is trying to go. Because this is, if we think clearly, this is not normal what is happening in the United States. This way how it is, the results are challenged. These are not normal. We can see that there are now forces in action. And to that we have to clearly stand and take in that sense the side. What do we do? And now think clearly how we are going to do. So let us tomorrow discuss together and take our stand the way that we will enlighten this subject, because it is not easy to think. Or it is not easy always to know what to do. Let us put that way. But let us say first the mantra of unification. Michael, would you be reading this? I remember that there is a mistake.
Yeah. The sons of men are one, and I am one with them. I seek to love, not hate. I seek to serve and not exact due service. I seek to heal, not hurt. Let pain bring due reward of light and love. Let the soul control the outer form and life and all events, and bring to light the love that underlies the happenings of the time. Let vision come and insight. Let the future stand revealed. Let inner union demonstrate and outer cleavages be gone. Let love prevail. Let all men love.
I will read again Joe Biden's, some quotes from Joe Biden's speech, but not having so much pauses now. Just that we can think again the message in these words. It's time to put away the harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, see each other again, listen to each other again, and to make progress. I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify. who doesn't see red states and blue states, only sees the United States. And work with all of my heart, with the confidence of the whole people, to win the confidence of all of you. And for that is what America, I believe, is all about. I sought this office to restore the soul of America. I've long talked about the battle for the soul of America. We must restore the soul of America. To rebuild the backbone of this nation, the middle class, and to make America respected around the world again, and to unite us here at home. And now the work of making that vision is real. It is a task, the task of our time. For all of those who voted for President Trump, I understand the disappointments tonight. I have lost a couple of times myself, but now let's give each other a chance. We have to stop treating our opponents as our enemies. They are not our enemies. They are Americans. They are Americans. The Bible tells us to everything there is a season, a time to build, a time to ripe, and a time to sow, and a time to heal. This is the time to heal in America. Now this campaign is over. What is the will of the people? What is our mandate? I believe it is this. Americans have called upon us to marshal the forces of decency, the forces of fairness, to marshal the forces of science and the forces of hope in the great battles of our time. Tonight the whole world is watching America, and I believe that, at our best, America is a beacon for the globe. The refusal of Democrats and Republicans to cooperate with one each other is not some mysterious force beyond our control. It is a decision, a choice we make. And if we can decide not to cooperate, then we can decide to cooperate. In the last days of the campaign, I began thinking about a hymn that means a lot to me. My heart goes out to each and every one of you. Hopefully this hymn gives you a glance as well. It goes like this. And he will raise you up on eagle's wings. Bear, bear, you on the breeze of dawn and make you shine like the sun and hold you in the palm of his hands. Our nation is shaped by the constant battle between our better angels and our darkest impulses. And what presidents say in this battle matters. It's time for our better angels to prevail. Let us now link consciously with our soul, mind, and brain, and therefore opening a free inflow from the higher self to the lower. Align with your solar angel. And with the solar angel of the United States. We visualize this vast angelic cooperation and see how your soul is now linked in this mystery with the Dharma of this great directing entity. Dharma of the soul of United States, I light the way. This month of Sagittarius, let us align with that goal, I light the way. Uplifting our eyes over the clamors, illusions, and the cloud, which is stopping us to see that real goal. Let us now perform the mudra, Dhyani mudra, the mudra of meditation and will. Let us again reflect what DK said. There are no limitations when true esoteric work is undertaken. To this end, I seek to emphasize renewed application to meditation and a constant, steady use of the invocation. We recognize our relationship with the hierarchy. And with Master Rakoczy, the regent for Europe and America, the Lord of Civilization, who is directing many impulses in United States for creating these new beginning seeds for the coming civilization. We are all workers for the Christ. We are working towards his mission and preparing the way. And of course we know that on the way there will come challenges, tests, and battles. Let us again strengthen our alignment and our emphasis to work in his name. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name. Lord Maitreya, be with us. And welcome his presence. And let us align now with the triangle or the centers of United States, New York, Los Angeles, and Washington. Through this triangle, we will call every single one our co-workers to now stand with us. Link in your imagination, your creative imagination, with your triangle workers. And remember that in the time of emergency, the three great Buddhas of activity can work through the triangles. Let us put now an extra emphasis that we turn towards via our triangles, towards these three great Buddhas. Emphasizing that we are ready to be used. Let us remember now these coming times that we are working through our triangles and keep them living and vitalized. Because that is one of our means what we can use very effectively. We yesterday took Georgia under our work. We take that as an example what may happen if this is going to be get out of control. There was a message that I don't recall. It was anyway a Republican representative who was warning about that those people who are just doing their work and counting the votes do not even dare to go home because they are afraid for their lives. And so crazy it can go. That's why we are standing for the good law and standing for this, that the law can be manifested. But the great inner beings cannot function if we are not calling them. That is the law all over. So now we think about the whole United States. We are turning inwardly and call one powerful angel, Archangel Michael, who is the protector of the Christ as well. We call these protective forces of light, guardians of justice. Archangel Michael and his saving force. To create now the wall of protective energies in every single state. To protect the people. That they can just normally work. Protect the good law. To keep all illegal actions in leash under the will of God. Now we place ourselves again around the covenantal triangle. Envisioning that we are standing in this sacred circle of brothers and sisters, unbreakable circle. And like the Sagittarius is the guardian of the gate. We all need to be guardians at the moment. To look into the darkness and to be aware of everything. Let us see. Imagine the Christ standing above this triangle, governmental triangle. And through him pours the second ray, the ray of the soul of the United States. And imagine how this ray is pouring into these three points: White House, Capitol, and Supreme Court. Is coloring the whole aura of United States in indigo blue color. We have right to demand. We have right to demand the soul take over, that finally the era of the soul can begin. We stand together in massed intent. So DK said, I seek to emphasize renewed application to meditation and a constant steady use of the invocation, particularly the one which begins by invoking the Lords of Liberation. Let us say together. Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming save. Come forth, Almighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, Almighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, Almighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, Almighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. In deep alignment with the inner work of protection. Visualizing that the Lord of Love is standing in the center of the triangle and of the group. Before us, let us create in our creative imagination a wheel of fire with seven spokes of love. Yourself and the inner working group standing in the center at the hub of the wheel, which radiates with the living, all-consuming substance of love. From the sacred heart of the Christ. Yourself and the group as if we were that hub. From that central position, send out seven streams of living fire radiating upon the covenantal triangle and to the world in all rainbow colors. Wheel spinning the protective energies into every single state. Bring illumination through the evocation of the wheel. Bring imagination through the evocation of love. Bring inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence. He will stand for the law and establishing the victory of good law. We will be aligned with the Dharma of the Soul of America. I like the way. And because this is crucial moment, we will stand now in this position, spreading this sevenfold field of love, and thus protecting. We may release our mudra, but we will leave our position into that place of protection. To the end we state, may thy will be done, not ours. To this we end our meditation and meet again tomorrow. Thank you. Thank you.